Hello and welcome to yet another episode of What a Watch. Today we will be reviewing the movie Smallfoot. But we have a very special guest with us today because I didn't go to watch the movie alone. And the special guest is none other than Anaya Banerjee. Anaya, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Anaya, what did you think about the movie Smallfoot?
Good.
What did you like the most about it?
The Yetis.
The Yetis, of course. They are. It's a movie about Yetis, but which Yetis were your favorite and what was it that was special?
Princess Yeti.
Princess Yeti as in Michi?
Yeah, Michi.
Okay.
And I like Nickel too. Drawkeeper.
The Stonekeeper and the Smallfoot.
Yeah.
Did you find the movie scary at any point?
Yeah, because I think, because I was kind of scared because I thought the Yeti will eat the Smallfoot.
You thought the Yeti will eat the Smallfoot, but they were friends, remember?
But why did it not eat the Smallfoot?
Because they're friends. Yeti are very good animals and Smallfoot is a human being and they became friends.
Blood comes out.
Yes, and they don't like blood. They're friendly. And what was the funniest part of the movie?
Snail.
Oh, yes. Remember, they thought that the sun is actually a...
snail.
A snail. That's a bit silly of the Yetis. That's true. A snail's back, a shell, is shaped like a sun. And so that's what they thought. But that was not true, right? It was a sun. Did you feel very cold through the movie because there was so much ice and snow?
In the movie?
Yeah.
But I did because we were not in the actual snow.
That's right. We were just watching the snow.
I was not at school. And I was not at school, but I was watching it at the theater.
Oh, yes. We were watching it at the theater.
Snow. Snow is only outside the doors.
Of course. Okay, what about the music? I thought the music was very entertaining. What did you think about it?
I like the butterfly one.
The butterfly song was beautiful.
Nickel?
Yes.
And butterfly one.
Oh, the one where there was a tree full of leaves and the leaves were actually green butterflies?
Mm-hmm. I like the human one the most.
The human one? I think it was called Percy's Pressure. I think that was the name. I don't know. I think so.
He was sewing the animals, right?
That's right. That's right.
He was sewing the animals, but why not the Yeti?
Good question. So, humans used to think that Yetis are not real, so he was not showing the Yeti, but then he saw the Yeti, and then they realized they're real.
Yeah, because it was made out of snow, and Yetis like snow, so that's why they thought it's real for later.
Exactly. And when the Yetis saw the human being, they were also very surprised because the Yetis didn't know the Smallfoot exists.
So the Rockkeeper was wrong?
Correct. The Stonekeeper had a stone that says there are no Smallfoot. But then our favorite Yeti, Meagle, saw the Smallfoot and he said, I have seen a Smallfoot. The Stonekeeper said, but there are no Smallfoot. And then Meagle said, no, I have seen one. So his stone was wrong. That's what happened. But then the Stonekeeper actually became nice towards the end. He was not very angry. He actually helped them.
Like the leader?
The leader, yes.
The leader?
Yeah.
Had the dad. And there were two dads. One with a mustache.
That's right. The dad with the mustache was Meagle's dad. And he used to go and ring the bell every morning. And he thought the sun would come out like that. The other dad was the Stonekeeper who was... Princess Michi's dad.
But Michi's not a princess. I know she has a twisty brain, but it's not like Elsa.
It's not like Elsa, you're right. Because Michi is a Yeti and not a human being. You're right about that.
Elsa is not a Yeti, she's a human.
No. Elsa is a human and Michi is a Yeti. That's
but
right.
But Yetis still don't get to be humans.
Okay.
Princesses. And there are no princesses. They're just plain Yeti.
Agreed. They are plain Yeti and that
but
brings me...
Elsa doesn't throw ice balls.
That's
Elsa
true.
Elsa just makes snow and never touches her snow.
That's
because
fair.
Because he just wanted to throw around because that's what I throw around. So that's why I call myself Elsa to my other students. So I just don't want anybody else to be Elsa. Even real, just me.
Understood.
Elsa costume looks.
Yes, you're wearing a
Elsa. So I think I'm the real Elsa, and nobody else gets.
Oh, so Michi doesn't get to be Elsa. That's right. That's fair. So I wanted to. I wanted to talk a little bit about the end of the movie, which was, I thought, beautiful, when all the Yetis came down the mountain and all the human beings came together and it was a beautiful song and they all became friends.
Even the bikes.
Even the bikes and the police, yes. What did you think about the ending?
The ending was really happy.
It was so happy and we really liked...
When both of the kids, the young kids, even bigger than those little babies, hugged their dads first before the end stops.
Yes.
Because dads are, also our parents.
They're all our parents. And that's what, that was the, I think the movie was very nice like that because...
Michi
met her dad and Migo met his dad and everyone was happy.
Like, did the rest of the family have dads?
Yeah. Every year they had dads and moms, yes.
Did you see those three babies?
Yes, the Yeti babies.
And Nico was also telling a sample of his song.
Absolutely. So I think it was a great movie, and thank you for coming with me to the movie.
Hey, can I have some longer ones?
Yeah, you can speak a little more if you have something to say.
Okay. I just wanted to say a little sample about Nico. He has a really loud song, and the princess song is better.
The princess song was better? The one with the butterflies?
Mm-hmm. But Yetis still don't have to be princesses.
Sure. Yetis don't need to be princesses. But I think you said it really well. And I appreciate it. I loved watching the movie with you. And I hope we'll watch more movies. Thank you very much for coming to the show, Anaya.